Today's daf is daf nun vav, so we got to the bottom of nun hey amud beis, the last two lines, the two dots. The Gemara yesterday we saw said that there are arba dvarim, there are four things, just repeating outside what we did, and that a person were to do, he's pater midine adam and chayiv midine shemaim. So the Gemara is going to analyze each of the four examples. So the Gemara says, Amar Hamar, haporitz geder b'fnei behemas chavero. Guy opens up the gate and the animal goes out. We say he's pater midine adam. So the Gemara asks, hey chidami, what's the case here? Ilema, because the bari, if it's talking about a strong wall, b'dini adam namichayv. If the guy takes down the wall, he knocks down the wall. It's part of it, I mean, open up. Imamish breaks it open, so the person should be chayv. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says last Rashi on the page here, ibakosel bari b'dini adam namichayv. Miu akosel. He should at least be chayv in the wall that he broke. There'll be a dime of it. He broke the wall with his own hands. V'abehema lekelameimar demichayv. But the animal, that you can't say chayv on. Any damage that animal does, the hatanan partsu listim pater. We said in the Mishnah that if the listim were to breach a fence and they happen to run out, so you're not, the listim are not chayv when the animal that runs out and does damage. So, but at least you should be chayv in the wall that he broke down. So Gemara answers very simply in the top of daf nun vav bekosel ruah. We're talking about a weak wall. Says Rashi, de lo afsa de lemistar kai. He didn't really break anything because this wall was inevitably going to be broken down. Mars Amar Mar, hakofev kamasal shechaver b'fnei hadleiku. He said if the guy takes the guy's stalks and wheats and bends it towards the fire, so that's also he's pater mi dine adam heichidam. What's the case? If the wind was able to reach it, a regular wind that was coming, as he bent it, the wind's going to blow the fire onto it. So, b'dini adam nami mechayev. The guy should be chayev. That's considered biadayim. That's not considered a grumma. Again, I see the wind blowing, the fire's moving. I take it and put it in. I know the wind's going to come and hit the wheat with the fire. That's a chayev b'dini adam. Ella demate b'ruach shein metzuyah. Must be a case where it's going to catch fire through an unexpected wind. So the guy's not expecting, he doesn't think the wind's going to make the fire come over here. He didn't expect a 50-mile-per-hour wind going to blow the fire over to this part, even though he bent it over. So therefore, that's why he's part there, mi dine adam.
Does it mean that it could have bent over and
blown? No, I think in the case he bends it towards the fire. And then a wind comes and brings the fire onto those stalks of wheat. So then the guy is part there, mi dine adam. If it's a situation where, with a regular expected wind, the fire is going to hit, the guy should be chayv b'dei adam. That's mamash b'adayim what he did. If you know the fire is coming this way, you just put it into the. But the case is where, no, he didn't expect it. It was 25 feet away. The fire's not going
to
reach here.
You explained that the ruach metzuyah had to come after he bent it, meaning it was ruach sheina metzuyah while he was bending it. It's like ruach metzuyah.
Because now, right, if it's happening, he sees the tornado coming. So he puts it into that.
After he bent it, then there was ruach sheina.
Okay. So Gemara says that's according to the first explanation. Rav Ashi says Amar Tamun Itmar Mishum Deshavya Tamun Be'esh. What he did is he covered the guy's wheat field. And now the halach is, as we should know quite well now, Esh. The Baal Ha'esh is putter when it comes and damages things that are tamun. So now some other guy had the fire. I go to the guy's property. I covered it with this tarp. So now the Baal Ha'esh is putter from paying this guy's field because I covered it. So that's why it's grumma. I didn't do anything wrong. I didn't move it until there's fire. I prevented the guy from ever being paid his cost of the damage. By me covering it, that made it matters worse for the owner of the field. Gemara says, Amar Mar Hasocher Eidei Sheker. If I hire false Eidim, Heichidami, Ilei Malinafshe. If I hire them for myself to make myself money, Mamona Bar Yishlamei, Ubedine Adam Nami Nechayev. That's considered Biadayim. That's not grumma. And I should have to pay the full amount. Ella. Lechavre, I hire for my friend, so I'm not really gaining anything out of this. So Rashi doesn't explain why that's more. Let's look at Rashi for a second. Rashi didn't really say anything. Why that's more grumma than hiring for myself? Either way, that's considered. Rashi doesn't explain. Either way, that's considered more grumma. And when I hire for my friend, I'm pater midine adam yechai bidine shemaim. And the fourth case is hayodea edus lechaver ve'inu meyilo. If I know a testimony about a friend and I don't testify. So the Gemara says, "B'mayaskinan, what's the case here? Ilema bebeit shrei. If it's I and someone else, we both know the edim. We both refuse. Pshita, of course, that's aser. Deraisa, who im lo yag given us avona. If the guy doesn't testify edis that he knows, that's an iser mideraisa. So I guess the pshita here is he's chay b'dini shemaim. So you're not chayiv b'dini adam because that's not direct hezek. But even on a deraisa level, you'd be chayiv b'dini shemayim. It's a deraisa. So what's the chiddush here? So the Gemara says no. Ela b'chad. Talking about a case of one. Says Rashi, but by one person you can't be mechayiv mamon with an eid echad. Says Rashi, ela b'chad shemechayiv shavua. So one person, if I know eidus by myself, and I could, if I do testify, I would make that guy have to take a shua. By me not testifying, he's now exempt from paying a shua. So said Rashi further, ubedina shemai mechayiv. I'm mechayiv. Why? Do you have a masid? If I testified mechayiv l'shua, he'd have to take a shua. Maybe the guy would have refused to take a shua because maybe that guy's lying. I say you owe money, and he says you're right. See, he might agree because he's scared to take a shua, and he would have to pay money back to Shimon who he owes. So even though I can't, as 1-8, I can't be mechayiv mamon, I might at least inspire him to admit, and therefore that could have been potential money. So therefore, I'm not chayiv b'dini adam, but b'dini shemaim, as the Kadosh Baruch Hu knows what goes on, he would make me responsible for not testifying. So Gemara asks now, after listing these four examples of p'tur of grama, b'suleka, is there no more than these four? V'ha'ika. And Gemara quotes a simon, ha'oseh b'sam v'shleach chaveir v'nishbar. What are the other examples we have of grama where your pater b'dinei adam v'chai b'dinei shemaim? Ha'oseh m'lacha b'mechatas. Person does some m'lacha. There's a Gemara, the pasuk tells in Chukas, when it comes to the waters of the parduma, you can't do any m'lacha to it. You can't use it to wash your hands or any other type of m'lacha. Or b'paras chatas, the paradum itself, the animal, no m'lacha may be done. So if a person does do that, he's pater b'dinei adam v'chai b'dinei shemaim. You can't be mechayiv him any money, but he's still chayiv b'dinei shemaim. That's one example. Number two, ha'ika hanosin sam hamaves b'fnei abehem pemes chaveiro. You place some poison in front of the horse of your friend. You didn't feed it to him, you just placed it in front of him, and the horse decided to eat it. That's also pater b'dinei adam v'chayiv b'dinei shemaim. Third example, ha'ika hashaleach as a be'ir b'yad chayiv shote v'katan pater midine adam v'chayiv b'dinei shemaim. You hand a flame, a torch, to someone who's incapable of protecting it, and he burns a whole town. I'm pater because I didn't do anything, but I'm pater midine adam. I'm still chayiv b'dinei shemaim. Fourth example, ha'ika hamavis es chaver. If I scare a guy, so the loch is I'm pater midine adam chayiv b'dinei shemaim. Fifth example, Nishvura Kada Rishis Rabim. If his jug cracks, breaks, shatters in the Rishis Rabim, Vlosaka, I don't remove it. Or Nafla Gamalo, the camel falls below Hemidah, I don't decide to bring it up, I just leave it there. Rabbi Meir Mechayev Behezekon, Rabbi Meir thinks that's a din of boar, I'm chayev any damage. Bachachamim Omrim, Pater Bidini Adam, Chayev Bidini Shemayim. So those are five examples we have that there is a Ptur b'midini adam v'chai b'dini shemaim. So why wasn't that part of the list of the four?
What was the last case?
If the jug breaks. Nishra breaks on its own.
Why would the third person be chayav?
No other third person. I'm the owner of the kad. I'm the owner of the gamma. And it just drops, breaks. So I didn't do anything wrong. I could just leave it. I could just look the other way. I can, b'dini adam, but b'dini shemaim, I'm still responsible. That's considered irresponsible to leave it there. So these are five additional examples. So why did Rabbi Shua, I think it was, only say that the arba dvarm, this is pater, midin grama. There are really nine things now. So Gemara answers, you're right, mia ikatuva. There are many more cases of grama. No question about that. Vahani istrichle, the four that Rabbi Shua had highlighted, because they all needed to teach us as din, you would have thought as follows. Mal de sema, I would have thought the bidine shemaim, namilo lechayv, I would think, by the four examples of Rabbi Yeshua, you'd be pater even midine shemayim to mashmulan that they're chayiv in those four. So Gemara goes through each one. Haporitz gedde b'fnei behemes chavero. Your guy opens up, he breaks down the wall of his friend's a flock of animals. Maldusema kevan del misterei kai. Since we already established above, we're talking about a weak wall. It was going to be broken in the first place. I didn't do much. That was cracking down. I just gave it a little hammer blow and the whole thing crumbled. So I should be potter even b'dinei shemayim. Nami lo l'chayiv. Kamash m'lan, I'm still chayiv. Hakofev kamasal shechavero nami. I bend the stalks towards the fire. Mal desema, what would I have thought? Lema mi hava yadana da asir rach shen matsuya. Did I know a wild 50-mile-per-hour wind was going to come and bring the fire over here? No. U'b'dinei shemayim nami lo l'chayiv. I shouldn't be chayiv even on a shemayim level. Kamashlan on chayiv on even on a shemaim level. Ul Rav Ashi damer nami tamon. He established that second case to be a case where I covered it with a tarp. That's all tamon, and now I exempted, I patted the Baal HaEsh, and the Baal HaChita, the Baal HaZadah, is now losing out all the money. So according to him, Ma'al Desema, what would you have thought? Ana kisuya kisise nelech, I covered it, and v'udina shemaim nami lo l'chayv, I shouldn't be chayv even on that level. So Rashi explains here, the reason why I covered it was shelo tavir baha ish maher. I did it to protect the guy, so the fire would take longer to get there, and maybe he could save his field and put it out of the water. I did him a favor almost. So I should be pata even midine shemaim. Kumash malam, better to stay away, not help the guy. Sometimes it's, you know, that case you try to help a person who's choking, you give them the Heimlich maneuver, and you end up breaking their ribs, so you have to pay sometimes, depending who the victim is, and you have to pay for helping them out because you broke their ribs. So sometimes it's better not to help people out because it could make it worse for you.
Here it explains, according to someone, the Amar, he actually, if he would be doing that, he would be bothered. It's talking about you really, his kavana wasn't a ra, but in, like, as a second thought, he could have done to save him. But
how do we know it's kavana? Do we know?
No, he himself. It's Bidei Shamayim. I'm saying if somebody really goes and covers it to save it, I feel the Bidei Shamayim is bothered.
That's against Rashi, though, no?
Yeah, because no, but here it mentions both.
Okay.
It mentions Rashi, and it says that other, according to others, if he would have done it just to save it, he wouldn't be hired. Which makes sense if you go and try to save somebody.
Yeah, Rashi is hard to understand why that would be.
But it seems like all sheets is like that. The Ben Shemayim is when you know. The Ben Shemayim is always
you have to leave.
So at the end of the day, if this is what your intentions were, Midei Shemayim, that's what's going
to.
You bent it over, nothing happened, but the mice you bent it over so it could possibly be a catch fire.
But at this point, the guy, the Baal Sada, as well as Akbas Nefesh now, he doesn't get paid out.
Right.
So now, even though B'din Shemayim will get paid out somehow, but he still has to go through the Akbas Nefesh, so better to leave it alone. A guy's house is, you know, Hurricane Sandy, just leave all the property there. Instead of having to shut up everything out, just leave it all there and to collect the insurance money from all the couches that were left in there. Don't go through the Akbas Nefesh of emptying it out.
That's Rashi's quality.
Right. So that's Rashi's approach, which is interesting. Just let it be, then. Okay. Seems like very interesting machlokas, what to do.
Yeah.
I know somebody, I shouldn't say this, but he docked for his couch down to his basement, dark and sandy, to collect on it. Okay, fine. I didn't say he was Jewish. Okay, Gemara says.
It's crazy.
Fine. Gemara says, Asocher Edei Shek, it wasn't me, by the way. I don't know.
You didn't have a choice. You
didn't
get in.
I wasn't home.
But the next time you'll be ready.
It's not worth Agwa's nefesh, trust me. It's much worth saving everything and having to deal with the insurance company. Okay, the Gemara says, HaSocher Eidei Sheker. The person who hires false Eidim Nami. Also, Mahu the same, I would have thought, Lema Divrei Rav Divrei Talmud Divrei Mishomim. I hired the guy. He didn't have to listen to me. He should listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not have testified falsely. I shouldn't be responsible for him. Ubedina Shemaim level chayv. I shouldn't be even bechayv on a Dina Shemaim level. Kamash Milan, since I had really enticed him, I'm really irresponsible. Hayodea Eidus Lechaveru. A guy knows testimony about a friend of his. Veino Meilo, who doesn't testify. Nami, I also would have thought he should be potter. Mao the same. Mi Yemar the Chihava Misadilei, Hava Moda. Dilma Hava Mishabe Leshikra. Who knows? Let's say I would have testified as an Eidechad. Maybe he wouldn't have been, deterred, and he would have taken the false shvuah, and would have not paid in the for anyways. So I didn't really cause a loss to anybody. I shouldn't be responsible. We have no idea how that guy would have responded. Maybe had I testified against him, he would not have taken the shvuah and would have paid up. Maybe he would have. Maybe he wouldn't. We don't know. But we don't care about that. In the end of the day, the guy is chai b'dinei shemayim. Okay. Mark quotes from yesterday's mission, Nifrata Balilo Shapartu Listim. So if the wall somehow became exposed and breached, or Listim knocked down the wall, so we said that the Listim are Pater. So Gemara says, Amar Rabba, Vahu Shechasa. It's only a case where the animals tunneled underneath.
I think it's the
we're going with Baal Behemoth Pater? Let's see. Okay, fine. So which case are we going on here? Then the case where the Nifrata Balaila, so the Baaleha, the owners, are pater from the Nezikin. So Rabba qualifies and says they're only pater from the Nezikin of the animal. It's Vehu Shechasu, when the animal tunnels underneath and doesn't take advantage of the wall. It takes the road below. It creates its own road. Avalochasu, but if the animal doesn't tunnel below, so I'm sorry, all the way around, no. Yeah, but if it doesn't tunnel, rather it goes through the exposed wall now, the breach, Ma'ichayv, then the Baal a behema should be chayv in any nezek. Where was a heichad dami? What's the case here exactly? Ilema because of bari. We're talking about a strong wall. Kila chasra my chayv. If the animal doesn't tunnel, even the animal goes straight through, why am I chayv? I'm sleeping in the middle of the night, and my wall falls down, which is a strong wall. I should be potter in any case, no matter how the animal gets out. Whether the animal goes straight through that breach or goes underneath, I should certainly be potter. My havle the maven. What can I have done? I left, I went to sleep, everything was secure, and I woke up, and somehow it cracked. An earthquake came. Ella must be because of ruah. It's a weak wall that was bound to fall. Ki chasra. So if the animal tunnels underneath my potter, why my potter? Even though the animal could have taken the normal path of a breached wall, but went below, why should I be potter? That's a klal we saw several times already in the Masechta. Tchilasa b'pshia sofa bonus, who? The case of, initially it was pshia, because I left a wall that was insecure. And the animal took an onus approach, or took a tunnel, which I don't expect to happen. I don't care. In the end of the day, since it's tchilasa b'pshia, I should be responsible. So Gemara says, Hanich l'man damer, if you say, Tchilasa b'pshia v'sofa bonus pater, so we understand if the animal tunneled underneath, then I'd be pater, because you always look at the end, even though initially there's pshia, that I left a weak wall, so, but in the end, since it was an onus approach, I'm pater. But the question becomes, El l'man damer, Tchilasa b'pshia v'sofa bonus, chayiv ma'ik l'memra. If I hold, that if I left it, the tchila was pshia, I left a very weak wall, even though the animal took a onus approach, I'm still chayiv. So here, if the wise Rabbi making such a distinction, Rabbi says, if it tunneled, the Ampater as the Baal HaMemav, I shouldn't be Pater. It's Tchilas HaBepshi. I should be Chayiv across the board. So Gemara says, you're right. Ela Masnisin Bekos HaBari. We're talking about there's a strong wall. Vafilu Lochasin. Even if the animal doesn't tunnel underneath, I'm Pater. So the case is, I go to sleep and there's a strong wall. I'm Pater like the Mishnah says. It's Nifritza Belaila. It opens up. Whether the animal takes a tunnel route or the animal goes straight through that breach, I'm potter. Because I go to sleep, I left a strong wall up. Rabbah's statement is, when Rabbah made his qualification, it wasn't going on that part of the ratio, a nifrit to Belaila. Because that case, I'm potter in all cases, if it's a strong wall. Asef itmar, he's going on the end of the Mishnah, and that's when he made his qualification, which is as follows. Hanicha bechama, I place the animal in the heat, O shemasa l'cherishot v'katan, or I give it to a shomer who's really incapable, and the animal breaks loose from the sun, breaks loose from the katan. So I'm chayv. So on that, Amar Rabba, Rabba says, "Vafilu chasra." Even if the animal tunnels underneath, which is a the onus approach, I'm still chayv. Why? Lo mi bay heicha de lo chasra de chul pshihu. Forget the case of where it didn't tunnel. I placed it in the sun. I gave it to a katan. And it didn't tunnel through. It just made its way out because it didn't have proper shmira, or is in the sun. It needed to live, so it got out. However, it needed to get out. There, I'm certainly chayv. The whole case is a case of pshia. Elafilu chaser nami. Even if the animal tunneled underneath, which was an onus approach, even then I'm chayv. How could it be chayv? The sheep dug a tunnel underneath the wall. Who does that? That's onus. I'm not expected to do that. So mild the same. What would you think? Havale tchilas b'pshia sofa bonus. I would think I should really be potter, because if you assume that tchilas b'pshia, so if a bonus is a case of potter, I should really be potter for tunnel underneath. Kamash v'lon, Rabbi teaches us, no. D'chul p'shia, that's considered full p'shia. How could it be p'shia? The sheep dug underneath the wall and tunneled underneath. How could that be p'shia? So my timer, damar lei, miyada yada, because we say to him, you know, d'chevin d'shavs kebechama, you place the sheep in the sun, kol titzdaka, any tzidduk, any hatsala, any way out, the ishle, the mevad of the v'nafke. If the animal's dying, you're not going to sit there and die in the heat. It's going to make its way out. What it means, digging underneath, knocking down walls, you are fully responsible. And that's what Rabbi was saying in his case, that even if you've done underneath, you're chayiv in all cases.
But we still have the question that if it's got the bari on the reisha, it's shita that if it's got the bari, it should be potter.
Yeah. That's the statement. That's not a question. That's what it is. That's the given.
Right, but I'm saying, why would meaning we still have the question that why would you mention it given if it's so pasha? If it's got the bari for sure, then the mission have to state it.
Well, that was never the question of the Gemara here. That could be just your question, but we're trying to figure out when does Rabbah say when there's tunneling, then you're chayef.
No, because it says because it says ki hakido harta am I chayef.
So, so I'll review.
I mean, there is a certain question. Right. But here it says it's
potter,
so for sure it's potter no matter what.
You know, so in the end of the day, tell me this is clear. The end of the day, if it's a strong wall, I go to sleep, I'm potter in any scenario, I'm potter. If it's a case of placing it in the sun, then I'm chayiv in any scenario. Even if it tunnels, which is considered onus.
So the ratio is because of the seifa, meaning that they mentioned the ratio putting the seifa.
Could be to set up the other cases. Could be to set up the case of hotzil listim, where the listim actually took out the animals. Okay. Gemara says the last few words on the Amud before we turn the page. Hotzil listim mechayavim. If the listim don't breach the wall, but they actually take the animals outside, they schlep them out, then the listim become the owners and are chai for any hezek of the animals. Gemara says pshita on the top of Amud Beis. Obviously, came with afke kaimale b'shusayu lechol mile. Since the listim are the ones who steal it, there's what's called kinyane gizela. When gazlanim and ganavim steal, they have a certain kinyan and ownership and responsibility on these animals. Of course, once they take them out, they're certainly responsible for any nezek of this behema. Says Rashi in the top here, came into afku. Ika mishicha, and then say pull the animals. Vishina Rishus now changes ownership. Havak kinuya lechol mile. Now the ganavim are fully responsible. So of course the chai for any nezik of the behema. Answers the Gemara, no, lo tzicha. It's only needed for the following case. The kamula ba'apa. They stood in front of that, which Rashi says, look at Rashi two lines down. The kamula ba'apa, shlo mashchu. They didn't do the kinin mishicha. Ela amdu b'fanea. The listim stood in front of the animals. Lechol tzad shalol teilech anavana ela lekamel lechol. They exactly created walls, push him. What? Yeah, exactly. Just kind of stood in the way, forced it to turn that way, turn this way, back and forth. So there's no mashicha there. So you would think maybe they should be potter. They never were kona the animals. Kamash Malan, even that case, it's considered some level of kinyane gzela. Kiha, it says in Gemara, Kiha, the Amar Rabba, like Rabba said, the Amar Rav Masa, Amar Rav, Hamamid, Behemes Chavera, Kamas Chavera, a guy who stations the animal on his friend's property to eat, Chayiv Mamid. I took your cow, or even my own cow, and I put it on your property to eat your carrots. I'm certainly Chayiv. What's the Chiddush Pshita? I didn't actually physically grab the animal and yank it over to your property. I stood in front of it, forcing it to go different directions. And that's Amchayv as well. So Amar, I'm not sure right now.
There's a double tour here. One that they didn't take it out in hands from the pen, and the other one that they put the behema in front of the kama, right? I mean, it's almost like a double grama. Or no?
No, I think there are two different cases here.
Oh, it's two separate cases. So it's you listing.
And what is Mamad Behemis Chavero?
Just another example of how you would do that.
Both?
Yeah.
Both he did quote unquote nothing.
What?
I think both he did nothing.
Yeah, he did nothing.
So also in the case of the listing, they just stood, so they had to go up.
Yeah, but I think in the end, even by the case of listing, they also was responsible for the damage that it did.
Right, otherwise
we would
make...
Right, so I think it led it to a case of also eating the property of someone else's food.
That's what it seems.
Because right now, by standing in front does not create a kinyan. So I, as a listener, I never own the animal.
It would seem that they're better.
Exactly. So I think I think both cases, they're two different cases, but it's really, even the listing case has to take that step of forcing it to the friend's field as well. I think you're right. Okay, two dots. Rashi even indicates that, by the way. Rashi says, the Dira Maschot, the Kamala, the last word is lechel, to eat. So you force him out of the pen, ultimately to a place where it's going to be eating as well. Okay, Gemara says two dots. Masal roa nikhas haroat v'chule. The Mishnah said tachtem. You hand over the sheep to a shepherd, so then the shepherd now is responsible for any damage. So Amri tachtav deman, underneath who? Who does he replace? Ilema tachtav de baal behema. If it's to be that the roa steps in place of the owner of the animal, tanina, we already have a Mishnah that explicitly says this. Techad is zimna, we already taught this Mishnah. Masu l'shomer chinam l'shawel notzis char l'socher kula nichnas u'tachas abaylam. The first mission later, we had this earlier, that the shomer is in place of the owner and the shomer is now responsible. So we wouldn't teach the same mission twice. El tachtav the shomer kam afterle legamer. No, it's where I, as the owner, I give it to a shomer. That shomer now gives it over to the roeh, so that exempts the shomer. Now it's a two stages. So that's what we're trying to teach us, that the initial shomer is potter and the roeh is fully responsible. Mara says, if that's the case, lema teve tiufta de Rava. Maybe say this is a kasha to Rava. What's Rava's shita? Dama Rava, shomer shemasa l'shomer chayiv. He holds that one shomer cannot pass over to another shomer. We saw this in the beginning of the Masechta, I think, right? I think it was here we saw this. The lach is, he holds, even if I, needless to say, if I give it to a weaker shomer, from a, you know, a socha to shomer chinim, shomer chinim has less responsibility, it's going the weak shmir. Even if you give it to a greater shomer, one with more responsibility, still, even in that case, I'm still chai for doing that, because the initial owner could say, I can't trust that guy, I don't know who that guy is. So, therefore, this is against Rava. Because this Mishnah, we're interpreting in the Perek HaKonis, that you can, Shomer can give it to a Roa. Rava says, no. Amlecha Rava. Rava says back, I'll agree in this case. My Masa L'Roa, L'Barzilei, the Orcha de Roa, L'Mimsar L'Barzilei. What's Barzilei? Says Rashi. Barzilei L'Tamido. We're talking about not a Shomer. We're talking about where I give my animal to a Roa. The Roa is Nichlas Tachtav. Which is, that's the first Mishnah. That's we have Taf Mem Dalet. Everyone agrees to that. This additional case in the sixth parak says, now the Roa gives it to his apprentice. He's training him. That's something that's very normal to do, to give it to the other shepherds. So in that case, that Talmud does step in place of the Roa, and he's responsible, and the Roa is now Pater. That's the case we're learning from here. So that's where Ikadamri, the other version is, Midikatani Masa L'Roa, Velo Katani Masa L'Acher, Shmamina. The fact that we say, why didn't he say he gives over to a shomer? Why are we choosing a roa? The teacher's this very case, that a roa means the roa and all his different helpers and assistants. So, shemamina, my muscle the roa lebarzalei, the orcha the roa, the mimsa lebarzalei. When you give over, you know, when you hire an electrician to your house, or a contractor, you know he's not doing the actual work. He's subcontracting it out to the other people. So, same thing here. When you give it to the shepherd, you know, he's just overseeing, he's managing, but he's giving his assistants to do all the work. That's what we're learning from this Mishnah. That's permitted because that's the way things are done. But to give it to some other person who's not under the tutelage of the Roa, that would not be permitted, and he would not be able to nichnas, tachas, the Roa.
But I'm saying, the second guy is high. It's just that if he doesn't want to pay, this first one comes under him.
No, I think what we're saying is that the second guy...
I'm saying in the case of Rava.
In this case of Rava, the Shomer.
Yeah.
The initial Shomer.
The first one stays responsible.
Exactly.
Is that, or is it that if the second one, that meaning the original cube is on the second one, or not even?
This mission, Bamatia talks about this. It's possible that the first Shomer could then collect from the second Shomer. They talk about these cases. I don't remember exactly.
But the owner of the behemoth goes straight to the first one.
I don't know. Like, I'm not dealing with that guy. I don't know who he is. And the Gemara now says in this ikadami lema misayle. This should support Rava. Dama Rava. Rava says hashomer shemasa the shomer chayiv. So I say Amri, and therefore shomer the shomer only is chayiv. Sounds like, but to a roa would be potter. That I think be the implication from him. I think that's what we're trying to say. It's the support here. And the Gemara says, no, Amri, just because he says Shomer the Shomer is not a proof that a person to a Roa would be permitted to give it to his Tamido. Dilma Orcha de Milsa Katani. V'hu Adin Lacher. They just gave an example of a Shomer to a Shomer, but in a Hanami, the same thing of Halacha might apply to a Roa and his Tamido as well. There is no Raya support for Rava that's direct. It's possible they are in agreement, but it's not a Muchach Raya to proof. Okay, I think we should stop here. It looks like this next piece of Gemara goes deep into the next Amud. So even though it's quite early, we have a wonderful day.